Today from the Ohio Newsroom, connecting across incarceration. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. One conversation has the power to change perspectives. That's the thesis of the Frederick Douglass Project for Justice, a program that brings people inside and outside prison together for community discussions. Pickaway Correctional Institution, just 15 miles southwest of Columbus, is one of two Ohio prisons taking part in the national project. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford takes us there.
The prison's courtyard hums with activity under the warm sun. The prison's residents stretch their legs and greet today's group of visitors with the same ease of neighbors passing on the street. Juana Scubas is one of five people the Douglass Project invited here today. She signed up for the program because she wants to better understand the experiences of those in the legal system, both as a law student in Central Ohio.
People who are incarcerated are part of that community too, so I think it's a responsibility to know, to learn, and to have an opportunity to kind of speak with them.
Through the project, free and incarcerated people get around 2 hours to just talk to each other, not through a small window or over the phone, but face to face.
My name is Wayne Thomas. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I like stand-up comedy, like Mike Epps, Kevin Hart, you know, stuff like that. Something to make you laugh.
After an icebreaker where all 22 participants share their names, hometowns, and favorite movies, they split into small groups and answer provided prompts. Douglass Project ground rules discourage discussion of crimes or professional accomplishments. Instead, the groups talk about things they have in common, the kind of people they admire.
Person that's not afraid to do right things, no matter what.
The struggle of living in the moment.
I think sometimes when you're in a rotation, things just kind of get lost and you lose who you are.
Their families.
The generations, you know, her grandfather now. You know, and I'm worried about them when I leave them.
And the issues they've recently changed their minds about. For Thomas, that's an easy one.
Before I got incarcerated, like I would hear people doing stuff, and I'm like, he needs to go to jail forever. Like, he never should get out. And then, like, after being incarcerated, it's like I see a different side to where, like, I feel like everybody deserves a second chance.
As the conversation continues, participants find similar backgrounds, shared hobbies, and common experiences.
When I came to prison, like, my first time, like, I was nervous. So, like, did you guys feel like that coming in?
Yeah, I was nervous. I mean, I think that you read a lot of things, you see a lot of things, so there's kind of this preconceived idea. But talking to people, I think you see that a lot of what you thought happens doesn't. You can easily put away.
Program organizers believe these conversations between those inside and outside can translate into lasting change. People might be more willing to hire or rent an apartment to a formerly incarcerated person if they can shake the stereotypes of what they see in movies or on TV. For Thomas, the experience reminds him of the opportunities and people that await him when he's released.
I feel like I could just get more involved in the community and, you know, maybe do some community action, like how you guys came in here and spoke with the group. I could be a part of some stuff like that.
Today's session concludes with lots of laughter and some handshakes. In Thomas and Scubas' group, there's one last request. Michael, a fellow resident and softball teammate of Thomas's, speaks directly to their visitors.
This is something that happened. This is something we did, something we're paying for, and now we're in here. But circumstantially, that's the only difference. We're all just people. Like, I just would hope that you not only leave me, but spread it as you talk to other people.
They aren't asking for sympathy or forgiveness, just recognition that they have lives beyond their sentence. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford at Pickaway Correctional Institution.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.